Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Katholeno. President Draupadi Murmu said India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding, and ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering at the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri in Odisha last evening, the president said India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory, and developed maritime infrastructure. The president said Indian Navy will continue to ensure maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day marked the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines, and more than 40 aircraft with support from marine commandos and personnel from the Indian Army. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Boilers Bill 2024. It repeals the Boilers Act 1923. The bill will enhance safety as specific provisions have been made in the bill to ensure the safety of persons working inside a boiler and the repair of boilers undertaken by qualified and competent persons. Replying to a debate on the bill, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said government is revisiting all the laws of the pre-independence era. Nagaland successfully conducted the Parak Rashtriya Sarveksha 2024 yesterday. Formerly known as National Achievement Survey, the primary objective of the survey was to assess the learning outcomes and overall health of education in the state. It aims to evaluate the effectiveness of interventions in schools and determine the state's Performance Grading Index, PGI, in education. The survey was coordinated by Parag, NCERT New Delhi and CBSE, with Samagra Shiksha and SCERT Nagaland facilitating its implementation at the state level. The survey was closely monitored by observers from the Ministry of Education, Government of India and CBSE New Delhi. Key officials, including the Commissioner and Secretary of School Education, SCERT, State Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, and the Director of SCERT, alongside the Chairperson of NBSE, provided crucial support. A total of 22,820 students from grades 3, 6, and 9 participated in the survey, representing 732 sample schools, including government, private, and central schools across Nagaland. The successful conduct of the survey was ensured through the efforts of 16 state monitoring teams working across districts, supported by district-level coordinators and officials from various educational bodies. Anon Konyak A was crowned Miss Nagaland 2024 at a dazzling ceremony organized by the Beauty and Aesthetic Society of Nagaland at the Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts in Jotsoma yesterday. Nikali K. Shohe was named the first runner-up, while Kelele Daho secured the second runner-up position. Miss Konyak walked away with a cash prize of 2 lakh rupees, along with gift hampers and vouchers, and also received direct entry to Miss Northeast 2025. The first and second runners were awarded with cash prizes of 1,40,000 and 1 lakh respectively, along with gift hampers and vouchers. The first runner-up also received direct entry to Miss Northeast 2025. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism and Higher Education Temjan Imna Long highlighted the importance of cultivating inner beauty, peace and strength within the Naga community. Judges for the event were founding president of BASN, Asanla Longkumar, director of Miss Assam Organization and secretary of Northeast Beauty Pageant Organization, Shyamanga Kyashyap, Secretary to Government of Nagaland, Shanawas C, Femina Miss India Kerala 2024, Akshata Das, and Femina Miss India Manipur 2024, Chanchui Kai. And a team of 5 wrestlers representing the Nagaland Wrestling Association, NWA, will be participating in the Senior National Wrestling Championship 2024 in Bengaluru from 6 to 8 December. The wrestlers include kusa yi tsu tso 74 kg, no tso hyobu 57 kg, no sezonu kotsu 50 kg, vikono kezo 55 kg, and vizo seno kiso 57 kg. The contingent led by NWA President Vivolie Kezo as team director and Kikwesil Tokwe as team coach left for Bengaluru yesterday. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.